Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, Unlocked Minds. This is Cuddy. I'm here to enlighten you guys on some stuff, some things. Give you soul purpose. Give you a understanding of the mind and what we can get through together as one. We can modify it. We can change it. We can do different things. This is my first broadcast, and I'm here introducing myself as for number one. If you read the description below, I'll kind of give you a hint. I'm not here to pass any judgment or carry any criticism to anyone, nor I'm here to insult anyone. I'm basically here for humanity, justice, and understanding. And I'm not even gonna say that, because that doesn't even link itself in what I believe and how things go. My cat, oh my god, she's in my wiring. I apologize for the microphone sounds kind of whack because she wants to pull it down. But yes, I'm mainly focused on self-awareness. That's very important, you know, for us to be aware of our surroundings and the people that we bring into our lives and the mistakes that we made, and, you know, not being conscious, you know, not being on the other side and seeing things in their true light. And that's what I'm here for, is to give an enlightenment, to give a peace of mind and ease. So hopefully you guys can enjoy my broadcast. I don't know how this thing works. I don't know if you leave comments or you guys can talk, we call, whatever. My cat is really messing with my wiring. Like I said, I'm new at this, and I want you guys to stay focused and have an understanding that things will get better. We're facing hard times right now, and a lot of us are dealing with the outside world. And in order for us to be able to stand and be able to, you know, beat the odds, we have to really do some deep diving within ourselves, unfortunately. We have to concentrate on our power and what we have as humans, human beings, that is. We are going to discuss a lot about energy and a lot about, you know, routine, you know, being spiritual, and I'll give you better insight on what it is that I do for my personal beliefs and my day-to-day and what it is that I do in order to get through, because I'm going to be honest with you guys. I am a book. I'm an open book, and I've experienced a lot of suffering in my past, and that's the reason why I'm where I'm at right now. It took me far. It took me to a place where I just couldn't believe I was in. It wasn't reasonable. I didn't have an understanding of it. And from the age of 6 years of age, I've had some type of, I don't know how to call it, like, I guess it's discernment. Yeah, I had discernment at a young age. And I wasn't educated properly. I was in the matrix, and it had to do a lot with religion, and that kind of, you know, made some shifts in my path, and I didn't understand it then like I understand it now. That's the thing. I'm understanding it now. It's more acceptance. It's more of, you know, appreciation and striving to become what I am meant to be. And again, I'm new at this. I'm just so happy to be here in this place. I am so full of joy, the blissfulness, educating the, you know, people that are coming together and being noble and willing to give the knowledge and allow others to understand that, you know, there are certain people that were here, put here, you know, for a divine purpose. And it's been going on for centuries. It just happened today. It's just more, you know what I'm saying, visual because of social media and technology has advanced, you know, to a point where we are able to see things that other wasn't able to see once before. And I'm, you know, it tickles me, you know, to be here in this position, in this time, in this chapter of my life. I'm just gonna call it a chapter. I don't wanna contradict myself. I try not to. I have a tendency of doing that sometimes because of old behaviors. And as every day I grow, I want you guys to grow with me. And we can learn about control, the body, the mind, your emotions, and your energy, you know. And I feel and think that your intellect is more important than your emotions. If you can understand that, you know, emotions is only a feeling, and we can't dwell. We can't go off of our feelings. I mean, if that was the case, then we'd be going a long way in life, right? And that's not the case. You know, it's, you know, more complicated at times than what our intellect even knows. So I ask you guys to just continue to, you know, ask the universe to open up for you and allow it to manifest in your life the things that you want, the things that you desire. You know, if you're going through, you know, family issues, and if you're going, you know, through job issues, or whatever the case may be, you know, sometimes you need to stop and think, hey, what am I doing wrong? You know, not to beating yourself up or anything, but asking yourself genuinely, what is it that I'm doing wrong? What is it that is meant for me? What is it that I need to see that I'm not seeing right now? And I had to get to that place. You know, I'm not here just talking to you all, you know, because of what a textbook says. I'm talking to you all from life experience. And it was hard. It was a race. But it's no longer a race for me. I'm gently walking step by step, taking it one day at a time. Because, I mean, this is a life, and it was given. And I'm here, you know, because I'm aware of, you know, my life, and, you know, I'm conscious. I'm no longer unconscious. I was able to do some shadow work, and that allowed me to change my perspective. Excuse me. I always thought life was a problem, but I finally come to realization, you know what? Life is not the problem. Life is actually the solution. It is brought with meaning abundantly. And it's up to us to be able to unlock our minds. It's time for us to unlock what stands true. Once again, I'm very strong on education, because it's survival. It's survival. And we've made it that education was meant to, you know, be a part of the population and society. There's different forms of education. You fail to remind me that I'm set right now. It didn't dawn on me until some years back that I was literally being misguided. And people are taken back from that. That does some type of damage. It's an insult to your intelligence. It's belittling. It's uncomfortable. You're not able to express yourself, the authentic self, your organic self. And we have to be directed in the right way in order for us to enjoy our life. And the things, the essential things that are around us in life. I'm not talking about a car or a house or, you know, money in a bank, which is good, you know, because money's energy. We need that good energy, you know. Not materialistic things, things that are not worth the value. You know, just the little simple things in life that are worth the value. And a lot of people get it misconstrued. Oh, she's on a rampage. I think I'm supposed to kick her out of here. Okay, listeners, I unlocked minds. I do apologize for that small interlude. But we just have to be more mindful now. You know, the world is telling us to be more mindful. The world is telling us to see things in a different manner. You know, it's visual, guys. It's here. You can see it. You can smell it. You can feel it. It doesn't. It's heavy if you will let it be. But first, you have to contemplate on your well-being and you being mindful of, you know, your awareness, your self-awareness. I apologize for that. You have to be mindful of those things and concentrate on what's going to give you joy and what blissfulness really is. I don't harp on a lot of social media platforms. I am thankful for Anchor for allowing me to be a part of their platform, and it's just pure joy to be able to be in a place where, you know, the world can just literally just sit down and listen to someone and allow them to explain their side and get what is your concept, what is your beliefs, what do you think, how do you feel, is this making you, what is it giving you, what do you deny, or what is it, just let me know, because I'm in a place right now where, oh, I got a whole lot going on, and I am not wanting to be where I am. And I hear people saying on a regular basis how, and I think it's funny, me personally, but you know, everybody's, no one is perfect, everyone is human. That's the cliche. We have choices. We have choices, people. And that right there alone, you know, can justify, you know, your imperfections. You know, you don't have to suffer. You don't have to waste time. You know, meditation and yoga, you know, getting in tune with nature, lighting your incense and smudging. I'm a smudger. Oh yeah, I smudge. I smudge, and it has put a big effect on my life, because I'm doing things differently. And I got a lot of stuff to tell you guys. I'm not normally comfortable, but sometimes you just gotta step out and believe that the universe got your back. The universe has your back. The universe is digging your vibes, you know, your understanding. You're making better decisions, and you're not living on the edge. You know, you're able to balance yourself and be able to give out good energy to the ones that appreciate that. And really, on the same page and on the same level you're on. Now, you're not going to meet everybody there in that place. You know, some people are there in the other world. They're in the world instead of being of the world. And that too, along with being enlightened and being more aware, it can be stagnant to a lot of people. You know, it can be a hindrance on some people because you have different religions, and it's like, oh, why am I here in this place? You know, why won't they just, you know, catch what I got? You know, some people are in another realm of life. They're not actually able to see, you know, they have that veil over their eyes. They can't, you know, they're not able to differentiate. And you have to come to a point where it's like, okay, you know what? You're right. And this is me talking to myself. This is not me talking to you, because you got to do a lot of self-talk. You got to talk to yourself. You got to let yourself know, hey, you, what's up? You know, you got to say, hey, you, it's time to do something different. It's time to look and seek our own path, our own way, instead of being closed off and not being able to face the truth and be able to face yourself for foremost of all. That right there alone, you know, a great man that passed on sometime by the name of Michael Jackson wrote a song, "Take a Look at the Man in the Mirror." You have to look at yourself, your own reflection. When you look in that mirror, that reflection is you. And sometimes we have a tendency to not able to stand that reflection. It cringe. And that is a sign of not knowing who you are, and fear. and low self-esteem. And I'm one of those people. I do my thing. I'm like more of a natural individual. It doesn't take me much to really just be, you know, okay, I'm gonna stop right there. I'm an Aquarius. I like expensive things, but I'd rather invest my time and my money and my energy into something that's going to be a value, you know. And we all have our different, you know, ways of, you know, viewing what is value and what is not value, you know. And as far as expenses, you know, I have to nourish myself, and I have to be able to be in a place where it's sustainable. It has the stability, and my space has to be totally with good energy, good vibes. You know, we hit a health mark, my husband and myself. Yes, I am married. And he's suffering with cancer, but we're not letting that, you know, bring us to a point where we're miserable, you know. And I don't want him to, you know, be lost in this. I didn't want him to do it. I'm gonna be honest with you, because it's a chemical, and I felt that we could go a more natural route, but it was his choice. And that's one of those things about life, you know. You can love a person, but, and it's just to be saying, you know, not trying to cut off, you know, where I'm trying to get to, but you can love a person, but that person probably might not love you back as much as you do love them. But not saying my husband doesn't love me, because he adores me. I thank the universe for him. I'm here for him. He's here for me. We're not just married. We have a friendship, and that's given. You know, we make those decisions if we want to either be low key, or, you know, or we want to have a significant other. And sometimes it's good, you know, have a significant other. Not too fond of, you know. I'm not a people person, but I deal with people. You know, if that makes sense. I'm kind of antisocial. You know, I deal with a few. I have a handful of people I deal with, and so I try to minimize that because of the energy. My energy. A lot of it has been taken away from me. It has brought me to the point where addiction was involved, and I had to come to the end where I was like, you know what? I already got tools. I'm listening to all these gurus and listening to all these influencers, you know, and they're giving me the tools that I need. So what am I going to do? Am I going to just sit here and hold all this useful information and just take it to another level? I mean, not take it to another level? That doesn't make sense. I think that's kind of ignorant. You know, I was saying, you know, about my husband. Because I ramble. I'm a rambler. My husband, I don't want to be in his space, because we, as individuals, we all have our own space, and that's where a lot of people get it misconstrued. You have to give a person their space. You can't be invading their space. And they need privacy. Everyone needs privacy. It's a part of our function. This machine that we have sitting in between our ears is working constantly. It's going all day, every day, you know. And some people work hard to the bone, and their minds have to be in a place where they can concentrate, you know. I'm not here to judge. I don't like placing judgment on people, because I don't think it's excuses. There are reasons why some people are where they are in their life. And, you know, I know me personally, I haven't strayed away from anybody. You don't stray away. You just grow in certain areas in your life, and you make a decision that, you know, but it's not really making a decision. It's just life itself, you know, bringing you another direction. It's life taking you on another journey, because everyone doesn't walk the same path. You know, you might walk by me for a little bit, but you're not always going to be here, unfortunately. You know, and that's just how it is. That's how it goes. And we have to allow ourselves to know where all this energy and this vibration and this thing called life, where what is this existence? You know, we can relate more to the cosmos and how the universe is literally a mass of energy, and we are collecting it. I love astrology. Not, you know, a whiz at it, but, you know, I have some, you know, some education on it. Not like I want to. It's amazing to know that you're living, and I'm aware of a lot of, you know, our galaxies and our solar systems, and how it affects us. You know, the turns of the moon, our zodiac. Gosh, it's so amazing, man. It's mind blowing. And it's especially for me, from where I come from. I'm so full of joy being able to get that knowledge. And also I want to be able to get in tune with you all more about manifestation, you know, manifesting things on your mind, and giving you some, you know, knowledge on a lot of the gurus that I listen to and the influencers, you know, and about my journey and how I got where I'm at. And oh, unlocked minds. I can breathe now. And I can honestly say that on this journey, it has compensated my well-being. It has compensated my self-awareness. It's given. Now I'm coming to a close, and I just want to give you unlocked minds, a better understanding on who I am and what we're facing and what will become of all of this. And just know that it's not done for no apparent reason. It's done for a purpose. And I hope you guys enjoyed my broadcast. I love you guys. Hope that this can be an ongoing thing. I'm wanting it to be. It's therapeutic and definitely enlightening. Until next time.